Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
An obvious part of the clear charm of the pro wrestling business is the ability for in-attendance fans to have a direct connection to their favourite and not-so-favourite grapplers of the day. I once called EC3 a knobhead at a WWE live event, for example. While this is all part and parcel of attending an event, there are those rare moments of interaction that stand out as completely unique and will create a memory that will last a lifetime. With that in mind, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, and these are the 10 best times wrestlers responded to fans during matches. Number 10, Kevin Owens steals a kid's title belt. Kevin Owens, please never change. When looking at the players in the pro wrestling games these days, few make the most of their minutes quite like KO. One such moment of brilliance from the Canadian came during a live event from Saginaw, Michigan last December. There, the former Universal Champion found himself in one-on-one action against then WWE Champion and my best friend, Big E. While Owens came out on the losing side on that December night, he did get to have one fantastic piece of interaction with a fan. Down and out after a beating from E, a broken KO was slumped on the ringside barricade, where he'd spot a young fan with their own replica title. Ever the opportunist, Owen stole said title and held it aloft as his own, in a moment that this kid will likely never forget. Number 9, Chris Jericho gives a geography lesson. I'm from Winnipeg, you idiot. With those five words, Chris Jericho made a fan look like a complete jackass. This came at a time when Jericho was in full heel mode, a year or so after becoming the suit-wearing best-in-the-world-at-what-I-do villain that still stands as the legendary wrestler's potentially best work. To be precise, this moment came during the 2009 Survivor Series bout that saw Jericho and his Jericho partner, The Big Show, take on The Undertaker in a two-on-one handicap match. As the heels took it to Taker, one fan shouted out for Jericho to go back to Toronto. Jericho soon corrected the fan on his mistake in his own inimitable way. Number 8. Aquaman would have made more money with Roman Reigns. Big, powerful build, long, wet, dark hair, facial fuzz, tribal tattoos, total badass aura. Those terms could be used to describe both Roman Reigns and Aquaman star Jason Momoa, and one smart-ass fan at a WWE live event decided to poke fun at the head of the table for his resemblance to the King of the Seven Seas. As Roman stood on the apron awaiting a tag, the fan in question shouted out how much they loved him in Aquaman. Not missing a beat, the needle mover immediately turned around and responded how Aquaman would have made more money if he was the star of the picture. Considering that James Wan's 2018 Aquaman film took over $1.1 billion at the global box office, that's quite the bold claim from Roman Reigns, but still, who are we to doubt the tribal chief? Number 7. Bryan Danielson fears tanning beds. Competing for Ring of Honor's sister company Full Impact Pro, Bryan Danielson was brilliantly goaded once by some fans at ringside as he got set to battle Roderick Strong. The ROH world champion at the time, the American Dragon, was greeted by a couple of fans who were holding a whiteboard. Thinking about it, taking a whiteboard to a wrestling show is a borderline piece of genius. Forget having to carry multiple signs, forget realizing too late what would have made for a brilliant sign. No, a whiteboard means all of those problems simply are not a thing. As for what was waiting for Danielson on this whiteboard, it was the inspired message of Get a Tan, Brian, an order designed to poke light-hearted fun at the Washington natives' oft-pale complexion. And that's me saying that. How did Brian Danielson deal with this abuse? Why, realizing that this was a whiteboard, he leaned over the rail and did the most simplistic, effective thing possible, rubbed out the message. Genius. Number 6. Bray Wyatt uses fan interruption to mock Reigns and Ambrose. The 2015 Night of Champions pay-per-view was a busy one for the former members of The Shield. While Seth Rollins was pulling double duty as he defended the United States Championship against John Cena, then immediately defended the WWE title against Sting, the Architects' once brothers were in six-man tag action. Here, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose teamed with a mystery partner to take on Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, and the recently debuted Braun Strowman. Said mystery partner would wind up being a returning Chris Jericho, but there was one other eager beaver keen to align with Reigns and Ambrose before Jericho could make his appearance, as the Big Dog and Lunatic Fringe stood waiting for the impending arrival of Y2J, a fan decked out in Shield-esque gear, of course, managed somehow to get in the ring and briefly stand alongside the two babyfaces. The fan would quickly be removed by security, of course, but it was the reaction of Bray Wyatt to all of this that stole the show. Not missing a beat, the Eater of Worlds mocks Reigns and Ambrose, asking, "Is that all you've got?" where it pertains to the pair's mystery partner.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 5. Sasha Banks breaks Izzy's heart. Sasha Banks in NXT was phenomenal. Bayley in NXT was phenomenal. NXT period in 2015 was phenomenal. In one of the finest matches in the brand's history, in modern day WWE history for that matter, Banks and Bayley did battle at NXT TakeOver Respect in a 30-minute Iron Man match in October of that year. Having finally captured the NXT Women's Championship by dethroning the boss 2 months prior at TakeOver Brooklyn, Bayley had her first major defense of that prize in a rematch against Banks. And for Sasha, that meant she got to be a thorough bell end of the highest order. At several points throughout this bout, Banks mocked Izzy as her hero's plight looked a little dicey. A particular highlight, though, was Banks laughing in the face of this distraught youngster after Bayley was rammed into Respect's entrance video wall. Sasha then went one further and yanked the bow from Izzy's hair and proceeded to prance around the ring with it before launching the bow back at the sobbing kid. That is shithousery at his absolute finest. Number 4. Canada hates Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels hates Canada. This wasn't just the case of Shawn Michaels responding to the comments or actions of one solitary fan. No, the 1997 Survivor Series instead had the Heartbreak Kid responding to 20,000 irate Canadians. The perfect villain for the audience and the perfect foil for Bret Hart, Michaels embraced the hate as soon as he entered the ring. Responding to the anger and detestation heading his way, the showstopper turned the electric atmosphere up to 11 by humping the Canadian flag and screaming his own abuse at the Molson Centre crowd at any and every turn throughout the match. Of course, people will forever talk about the end of this most infamous bout and post-match fallout that followed, but Michaels was on fire as the scumbag heel from the moment he stepped through the curtain. Number 3. Shayna Baszler chokes out Candice LeRae just to prove a point. Nothing to see here, just Shayna Baszler mocking a child and then choking out one of the kiddos' favourite wrestlers again. Taking place just 5 days before she'd lose the NXT Women's title to Rhea Ripley on a December 2019 episode of NXT, Shayna found herself defending that prize against Candice LeRae at a live event. As was par for the course at the time, the Queen of Spades would of course get the victory here, making LeRae pass out to her infamous Kira Feuda clutch. Despite exiting the ring and starting to make her way to the back, Baszler wasn't finished with Candice, and this was all because of one young fan who really shouldn't have poked the bear. For this youngster proudly held her mini replica NXT Women's title above her head and told Shayna how she didn't deserve to be the champ. Baszler informed the child that you did this before re-entering the ring and choking out Candice one more time. By the look on her face at the end of all this, this poor fan must have had nightmares about Shayna Baszler for the next several weeks. Number 2. Randy Orton berates a clueless fan. When he wants to be, Randy Orton can be a great babyface or a truly exceptional heel. Back in 2013, 2 months prior to SummerSlam, the 17th of June episode of Monday Night Raw saw Orton and Bryan doing battle in a no DQ contest. Whilst this match was announced as no DQ and took place under no DQ rules and was, well, unequivocally, undoubtedly, absolutely 100% a no DQ contest, one fan in attendance just hadn't got the memo. As Orton unloaded some kendo stick shots on his opponent outside the ring, said fan screamed for the referee to ring the bell. For this fella, he thought the use of a weapon should mean an automatic DQ for the third generation star. Not missing a beat, Randy berated this fan's lack of awareness, screaming at him that it was a no DQ match, and then blaming this fan for the back suplex through a table he was about to nail Bryan with. Ouch. Number 1. Sami Zayn confronts homophobic asshat. Boo whichever wrestlers you want. Tell them they suck. Scream at them to get their asses kicked. But seriously, there are lines that it is baffling to see crossed when it comes to wrestling fandom at times. Regardless of his douchey on-screen persona, and I don't think he has one, Sami Zayn is a good, good dude, without question. And Zayn found himself confronted by an idiot fan during a Daytona Beach house show all the way back in December 2019. There, Sami wasn't actually even competing in a match when this incident took place. Instead, he was in and around ringside while Shinsuke Nakamura took on the fiend Bray Wyatt in a steel cage contest. After a fan was caught shouting homophobic abuse towards those in action, Sammy, yeah, he wasn't playing that shit. The former NXT champion confronted the fan, dared him to say his disgusting comments again, called him a homophobic dick, and had security come over to have the jackass ejected from the building. Good for you, Sammy. Fair play. Never be that guy, hey?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
My name is Garrett Braxton. I'm a software engineer at State Auto. I chose to attend Columbus State because of their updated curriculum. The Information Technology Flexible Apprenticeship really exposed me to the industry level of programming, taking the route of a community college and using those hyper-focused classes and the lower tuition lessens the stress of the college experience. I chose Columbus State. Now, I have a career as a software engineer in Columbus's booming IT industry.
Apply today at cscc.edu.